welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Man, the first one in September. Summer has flown by, but hey, we're right in the middle of this long Labor Day weekend. We appreciate you tuning in and upping your game a little bit when it comes to the barbecue or the smoker. I'm Joplin. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, up your game is right. And with football season starting, you couldn't have picked a better term because there's a lot of people out upping their game or trying to up their game right now. We're going to help you up your game in case you go to the game. You'll be the guy shining at the tailgate. And one of the things you can do when you go to a tailgate is to make sure you bring just the right products.
That's right. And to that end, we have the president and CEO of Better Made Snacks, Sal Cipriano, on the live line. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Guys, we are wonderful. Thank you. And sitting here munching on some of these wonderful chips. And we wanted everybody to know a little bit about your company. We appreciate you coming on and working with the Grilling Guys. And we want to get the word out on what people can expect from Better Made.
Well, let me tell you. My father was a legal immigrant. He came to this country from Sicily when he was 17 years old. Through the Ellis Island Statue of Liberty thing and didn't crawl through the border illegally and saw the opportunity here in America to be an owner and, a manufacturer and got into the chip business.
So then your family's been doing this almost 90 years.
Yeah, well, 90 if you want to be technical, but since we incorporated in 1930, it's only 88.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
But they were making chips before that, before they incorporated.
So what types of snacks now are you producing? I mean, we all know of the traditional potato chip and how that looks, but what other products do you have?
Well, we make popcorn. We make cheese popcorn, barbecue cheese popcorn. Salty and sweet popcorn, the movie style, We do pretzels. Pretzels we don't make ourselves, but we have them made to our regulations.
That's interesting.
Pretzel operation is huge.
Well, and that's a totally different type of product to make, too. It's not shaving a potato.
No. And our pretzels are one of the best around.
Awesome.
So I'm curious, I love cooking, right? I love making things, and so I'd love to have a chance to meet your dad, and of course I can't, but to hear how that whole, I mean, how in the heck did that work when you've got 90 years ago, your tools were limited, how in the heck did they ever make potatoes? They must have had like a mandolin and done them all by hand?
Well, the Saratoga chip, the African-American cook at Saratoga Inn in New York is the one that invented the chips, and he did it by accident because the customers were complaining that the chips, the sliced potatoes he was making were too thick. So he went and he razor-shaped them to real paper thin and fried them up and served them to the customer, and they loved them. And so that's how potato chips started.
Wow. Never heard that story.
That's over 150 years ago. And so everybody kind of jumped on the bandwagon all over the country. And Detroit was really a hot spot. They had 22 companies here.
Hmm.
And we were the only surviving of the 22.
Wow.
And that's because my dad insisted on the quality, using the best potatoes, salt. We use Michigan salt, and our oil is cottonseed oil, which brings the flavor of the potato out. And we've never varied that recipe in almost 90 years.
So your potatoes, do they come from like the Edmore, Michigan area?
Well, they come all over Michigan. We use Michigan potatoes 10 months out of the year. They're trying to stretch it into 11 and 12 with the storage stuff, But
right.
Yeah, still, there's a two-month gap in there where you have to go to other areas of the country.
Right. That's pretty cool.
Michigan potatoes are the best, and they're from all over Michigan, the Coldwater area, up in the Thumb. you know, all over.
My grandpa lived in the UP when he came over from Finland at the turn of the century, and one of the few things they could grow up there other than cattle was potatoes, because that's rocky, tough soil. It's but they did grow a lot of potatoes, so that's interesting. It helped out with the pasties, don't you know?
Sure.
I wasn't, you know, I grew up in northern Michigan. I wasn't familiar with your brand as a kid. I don't know what we had. We shopped at a Spartan store.
Just a local southeast Michigan company. We're family owned. We're still family owned. You know, we don't have a pop company behind us and all that other stuff.
Right.
So we're still family owned. That's been our goal. Our goal is not to be the biggest company in the world. We want to be known as the best.
Well, I became familiar with your brand because I met my better half at Ferris, and she's from Dearborn.
Okay.
And once we started dating and getting to know each other better, you know, and sharing food and whatnot, it was just known that the only potato chip that was worth her palate was Better Made. So I had to, you know, find a way to get Better Made up at Ferris. So every time I went to Detroit, I had to make sure I brought back a supply because in college, potato chips are kind of important.
Yeah, that's our problem. We were such a regional southeast Michigan company. A lot of the Michigan people, like in Grand Rapids and Dale Creek and everything, didn't know how good a product they had here in Michigan.
So that was back in the 70s, Bob. So you were one of the original potato bootleggers.
Probably. Well,
and then the flavors start coming in the 60s, you know. It started with barbecue, and then it was sour cream and onion. And now there's a plethora of different flavors. You know, we have five different barbecues. We have hot, regular, sweet. We have honey barbecue, and now we have our sweet southern barbecue that's unbelievable.
I want to try that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in particular, barbecue potato chips and the vinegar and sea salt are like, those are what make me crave another beer.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Potato chips are good, and that's why we make, you know, smaller portions. You know, you can buy a big bag and then sit there and eat the whole bag, but you don't buy a bottle of Seagram's and sit there and drink the whole bottle, you know. So
right.
That's why we make smaller portions for lunches and to keep everybody slim and trim.
Yeah. Well, I like buying the bigger quantities of everything and sharing. So we're going to make sure we share some of these Better Made's. Sam Cipriano, Better Made Snacks, Detroit, Michigan, new member of the Grillin' Guys family. We're just thrilled to have you on board. It's just a piece of heritage that we're going to cling to and embrace, and we so much appreciate your support.
Well, we're trying. We keep the quality up. It's been our secret of our success.
Well, next time I get to Detroit, I'll make sure and try and give you a call so I can visit you.
Sure. I want to give you one more tip.
Okay.
Our bags, our potato chips, only use one oil. And we use it on every chip we make, whether it's seasoned or not seasoned. And a lot of companies will list three or four different oils on the bag, of, you know, with their product on it. And so when they go on sale, they might slip in the cheaper oil.
Oh, really?
You didn't know that. Not everybody knows that. And so you think you're getting a deal from the companies, but actually they're making the same amount of profit because they slipped you the cheaper oil because they have it listed. So when we go on sale, you're getting the same quality product every time.
Well, Sam, we're out of time. We got a jet. We'll talk to you again in the near future because we need to tailgate.
Thanks again.
Okay, Sam.
Sam Cipriano, Better Made Snacks. Coming up next, we're going to wrap your bacon.